All right, here we are. Hey everyone, welcome to another Vine Hack podcast episode. I am Alini. I am the interview practice manager at Vine Hack, which means that I'm coordinating an amazing team of interview advisors who are here to help you guys succeed in your interviews. So today we're going to be talking about a very important question that you may face in every interview that you have. We're going to, you know, be helping you how to express yourself, you know, and tell about yourself in an interview, do's and don'ts and everything. So for this conversation, I invited two members of the interview advisors team. So I have here Alejandro and Grace. Would you like to say hello?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this podcast. It'd be a pleasure to share some experiences here with you today.
Hi, welcome. As Alini and Grace say, welcome. And yes, I also be very happy to share experiences and things that happened through our different interviews.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. Do you guys would like to share anything about your background, like your previous experience before becoming an interview advisor and how it's important for the process?
For sure. Well, I started as a developer, as most of you who are listening to us are. So my career started about 8 years ago, programming PHP and some other things. And this time, and yeah, I identified that I could help people to succeed using my experience as well. As I struggled from many times when joining selection process, I would like to use this experience. So I found this amazing opportunity here, and here I am. And yeah, this is very interesting, guys. Alini mentioned we will be discussing about it, but our team is very diverse. So we can help you through the behavioral part, through the technical part. So I am a technical person, but we have people in my team who are focused on ATR, and we can help you in many aspects. So I strongly recommend booking your session with us.
So similar background as Grace, but in my case, I am not a developer. I came more from the infrastructure side and support. And in my case, I came from a technical background also, as mentioned, and being part in many leading positions. So I was in the part of taking interviews. And there was a lot of things that we learned in that process. And I also applied to different positions, or similar as we have here. And I did a lot of mistakes, as every one of us did, right? And I tried to learn about that through the process. And upon joining here, I learned a lot of things, a lot of different things to take in account, to know. That helped me a lot on that, not apply myself, but helping a lot of people. And honestly, it's quite interesting and quite good to see people succeed and be able to be a part of it, right? So, and also in my here, I'm learning day by day, even in the behavioral interviews, technical, all the processes. So I'm very happy to be here. And as I mentioned, I'm learning day to day.
Awesome. I think this is very important to share with our audience, right? Because we have been there. We have been in that position of we were candidates interviewing, right? I usually say that I met Vine Hack when I was a hacker, when I was a candidate. And I had a interview with one of our partners, and I failed miserably. And I'm like, that's why I'm here. So you guys don't make the same mistakes I've made before. So, yeah. For every interview, it's going to be unique, right? It's hard to pretend what we're going to face at interviews. But we can kind of anticipate depending on who the interviewer is, right? So today we're going to be speaking a little bit more about presenting ourselves. And this is usually where HR people want to know about us. You know, sometimes we can face like panel interviews or team interviews where the team wants to meet us. And, you know, so what is relevant to share in an interview, right? But before saying what is relevant, I would like to start with what not to say. So, yeah, if someone asks you, Grace and Alejandro, tell me about yourself or who are you, what we should not tell in an interview.
You want me to give an example, a real example here? I can go for it. Yeah, guys, not joking, but I know it's a stressful process. It's not something simple. We are under pressure. We are applying for our dream job, and it's challenging. It's hard to talk about ourselves, even in a real life. Imagine during an interview. So the first point I would say is you are not repeating what you have in your resume. What is in your resume, in your Van Hack profile, the company already know. They want something, of course, it's aligned. You are bringing your experience to the table, but you are not repeating. You are not reading something. You are bringing our skills to life. So thinking of a bad example would be, hi, I'm a full stack developer. I work with X technology, so I will bring the technologies I have used, BP. And now I'm looking for a new opportunity abroad. Believe me, we have candidates that bring that short description. So I wonder how they think that they are selling themselves, because I'm not selling myself here, right? I'm just bringing some facts like my name, my role, one or two technologies, but they are not conscious about what I am. I just know about the candidate, or the interview just know about the candidate, what this person is exposing. And if you don't know how to sell yourself with consistent information, you won't be able to show your potential, what you can do for that company, right?
In my case, apart from that, I have to mention two different things. One, you mentioned to be too brief. And I'm going to mention about being too long, because there's a span of attention that every one of us has, right? You talk and there's an explanation, and in that moment you are alone talking and the other person is hearing. And there's a span of attention that you have, right? So if you take too much, you want everything that you're mentioning, everything that you're explaining about yourself to have an impact, to be heard and remembered by the interviewer. And if you go too long, there are some things that would be missed, and maybe those are interesting, right? Also, thing that you want to mention, for example, if you have experience with with an industry that is related to the world you're applying, mention it, don't avoid it, because you are showing your knowledge of the industry. And another thing that is quite common, and this is sometimes could be two different reasons, right? One is be sure that you look at AI. Because imagine, in this case, in this situation, we are doing interviews that we are not in front of the person really. But in a normal situation, you are in front of the interviewer. Imagine that if you are in person, you won't be looking to one side and the other, because that will not help you. Imagine that you're in the same. There could be two things. One could be like you are not showing interest, or the other is quite common for a lot of developers, is that to have one, two, or three different monitors. And you are taking notes and looking to other monitor. So that could be a mistake that you are not realizing that you're doing, but be aware of that. In the moment of the interview, keep only with the laptop, keep only with one camera, and look at that.
Awesome.
Sorry, Eleni.
Yeah, I was just going to say that it's a great point. And for example, I clearly have cats at home, and sometimes they want to join the meeting. So also another tip. If you do have pets at home, you know, make sure that they're not going to be walking in front of the camera. It happened to me already. So, I mean, since we are very nervous when we are interviewing, those little things can distract us, right? So that's why we want to avoid them. But yeah.
Can distract us and also distract the interviewer. If you have a polluted background, depending on where you were, it can be not a good point at all. And another thing Alejandro mentioned about, well, feeling connected, being focused on that, paying attention to the details and be focused on that. And also it's being prepared for that moment. You are not preparing something broad. Here at Van Hack, when you have a mock interview, it's because you have somehow a position addressed already. So you have a focus. So once you are prepared, you have researched about the company, you can find a connection between you and the company, their business, those skills that they are looking for. You are not randomly selecting things in your resume and your experience to bring to the table. You need to emphasize what you are looking for, but what the company is looking for. So you can demonstrate how you can be the best fit, not only a good fit. You need to be the best one.
Awesome.
I just and totally with that, especially about knowing about the company. It may seem quite obvious, but it's not always obvious. So research as much as you can about the company, because as Gracie said, you can take advantage of what they do with their values, even what they think, what they do about the community, right? Because you may find a lot of points that are connected to you too, right? So as much as you know about the company, the more you can use it and correlate to your experience and even to yourself as a person.
Exactly. And speaking of connecting to ourselves, you know, as a person, what about personal information? You know, how relevant is sharing about like our age, or even as I said, like I live with my cats, how relevant is that for an interview, you know? Unless I am interviewing you and you are a cat person too, and I would totally want you to join my team. So, but yeah, let's talk a little bit about those culture differences, you know. What would be like on point answer for the tell me about yourself?
Yeah, I consider when talking about the personal points, at first to avoid it. I tell the candidates, depending on the kind of interview, depending on the interviewer and how the conversation is going, sometimes you feel comfortable because they have the openness for that. So they can eventually have asked you something personal and then at some point you feel comfortable about talking about that. So it's fine. But if you have any question, if you should or not, so don't. If you are still wondering about it, keep it professional. As Aline said, it's cultural. I have realized it after interviewing, and also I'm from Brazil, so I know that some candidates, specifically from my country, they tend to share. We tend to share something personal. So, okay, about my personal side by the end of the pitch. So I like hiking on weekends. I have two cats. Or at the beginning, okay, my name is Grace. I have X years. I live in this specific place. So it's too personal. There are things that are not making the difference in your career. If you feel that it's not making the difference at any point, because where I am from, it makes no difference. I'm still a professional. I still have the same hard skills or soft skills or anyone else. So it's not something that is going to impact. I always think of some experiments that I have read before about people selecting. It was a blind selection. So they were not revealing the gender, the race. They are not revealing the age as well. Just to not, somehow influence the interviewers and people involved in selection process to make their decisions. So it's always something that I take into consideration when thinking about sharing these specific points. Makes impact in what I'm going to do, how I'm going to perform? No. So I won't share. That's the point. Keep it professional.
I totally agree. And I agree, especially as Grace is from Brazil and from Argentina. So we have a very similar way of conducting interviews here and to talk to people, right? We are friendly and we talk a lot and we talk about yourself professionally and personally, and it's quite common. But you have to think that you're applying in an international show and it's another country, it's another idiosyncrasy. So you want to go to the shore. you go to the professional. You go to what is relevant to the position. If, as Chrissy said, the interviewer sets the tone to for you to speak more freely, yes, you can do that. But see if the tone is set in that way later in the interview. Make it professional. Don't get into possible complex situation. And also, as we talked before, maybe those things that you can talk about that are away from the professional are the ones that are related to cultural fit. What I mean, if this company has a very important part or a very important impact on the social activities, and you've done those, or you have also this view, then you can do mention that because it shares the same view, the same vision that you have, right? In that case, I would recommend it because it's something that they take. I take an example of a previous mock interview they had today, where in the job description itself, half of the job description talk about diversity, talk about how they put a very important focus on the social part. So in that part that is mentioned even in the job description, yes, I would do that because it's very relevant to them. And that even can work in your favor, right? Because you show that, yes, I'm in the same pace that you are. So, but in these specific situations, not as we mentioned. If not, yes, keep it professional. So you are not sure to put in a situation that you don't want to be, right?
Awesome. Yeah, I think we need to find a balance, right? We need to connect with the interviewer, like mostly on a professional level, of course. But there are a few personal information that we can use in our favor. You know, that one about like, diversity, sometimes they mention things that you can relate to volunteer experience, you know, things like that, just totally bring it, you know. And of course, every interview is going to be unique, so it depends a lot on the interviewer as well. Some people are more conservative, more like speak a little less. Others will be very open and very friendly, you know. At VanHack, we have lots of partners who are mostly from startups. So it's very nice to research who's going to be interviewing you. Because sometimes you can end up interviewing with the CEO, for example, for a first interview. And you can find similarities in their career and yours and so on. So always research not only about the company, but also about the interviewer, so you can find those points of connection, you know. And yeah, I think another point that we can, if we can summarize, for example, what would be a good tell me about yourself answer to that question? I would say we should go presenting ourselves. It's always nice to start the interview, greeting the interviewer as well. So, hey, hi, how are you? How has the week been? It doesn't hurt anybody. So, and, you know, it helps you to start building rapport. You know, smiling also doesn't hurt anybody. So that's a good thing as well. You know, careful with your body language. You want to be someone who's accessible, right? You want to be someone who's there willing to connect. And I think another important thing is remember that interviews are kind of business meetings. You are there selling solutions, actually. You're not just selling your experience. You're there because you're able to solve problems that the company is having, you know? So if we could like point out topics to say, for example, start with this and so on, how could we summarize a good answer?
Let me do something before that. One thing that you mentioned that I want to highlight is that there may be many things that you do in an interview that you don't realize that you do. There may be some tics, there may be some things that you do that you don't realize, or you may put a face that you think is different. For example, you may put a face that it reads as bored, but it's nervous instead of bored. This is one of the most important things that where the mock interviews are so important, because we can see it before you go into the interview and say, hey, you are doing this and you don't even realize, right? So that's what, related to what you mentioned. There are many things that you may do that you don't realize that you're doing, that you can, with this, avoid doing that. Say, oh, I didn't know. It happened to me a lot of times in a lot of mock interviews that the person does something. They ask you, what are you doing this? What I'm doing this and that. And I show him and say, oh, right. And then when he go to interview, he, okay, let's avoid doing that because it shows us this, that we in a mock interview, we can practice and go back and forth. Okay, let's try it again. Let's do it again. In it, you don't have the ability to do it again. You do it once and it is. Sorry, just want to mention that because I think it was really important what you mentioned.
Yeah, amazing. Makes total sense. Yeah. Grace would like to summarize.
Great. Yeah, Alejandro, I totally agree. And also it's the chance to make mistakes, right? I prefer the candidates making mistakes with us and then getting the opportunity to improve instead having that on the real interview. So yeah, so thinking of the main topics, before mentioning the main topics, it was a reading that I recently had, How to Connect in Business in 90 Seconds or Less. This is a very interesting book. If one of you want to take a look on that, it was by Nicholas Buffman. So it's how we connect, how the first seconds of a conversation will define how's everything going to be for the rest of that. So they need to repeat. It's the opportunity we have to impress the interviewer, to start the conversation on the right foot, right? So, main points, as I said, we are not reading our resume, but we are bringing our points to life, our skills to life. So with our communication skills, our ability to be friendly, our ability to connect to this person. So it's obvious, but bring your name, guys. Bring your name, because then they are listening to your name. They are seeing your face. They are going to connect both and then remember about you later. So say your name. Say your years of experience. I know sometimes it's not that comfortable. In our heads, we are thinking of a lot of things when it comes to years of experience, but bring it to the table. So I have over 10 years of experience, or I have over 4 or 5, bring it. Whatever it is, bring it to the table. So years of experience, bring the technologies, the main technologies you have worked with. Connect it to the job description once again. If I could suggest something here, think of a list. So you have the list of what they are requiring and the list of what you have. So try to prioritize what you have, and it's according to what the company is looking for, and mention first. And you can mention the other skills as well, because every opportunity is relevant here, right? Be careful to not overshare information. If it's something too disconnected, don't do it, but still bring it to the table and think in a complete way. You are not only focusing, if you were a programmer, you are not only working with programming languages. You were working with databases eventually. You were working with cloud computing. So bring the complete overview for them to understand what you have been doing and how effective you can be in your role in their day-to-day. Don't bring all experiences you had so far, please. Depending on how long your background is, you are going to take like 5 minutes. Don't do it. But focus on the main opportunities you have worked on and what you can highlight to be interesting for that interviewer, that company. You can mention, for example, the industries you have worked before. Or if you have experience in different countries, you can bring, okay, I have worked in UK, Canada before. Currently, I'm working in Brazil, or I'm working in Canada as a full stack developer or as a data engineer. The company is this one, and there my main responsibilities are. And then you can briefly mention what you have been doing. So you are not oversharing, but you are giving a taste of what you have been doing, so they can understand how's everything going and what questions they can ask you next. I tell the candidates that this is just a warm up. They just want to summarize because from that description, that from what you just said, they are going to start developing the conversation.
Awesome. Awesome.
One thing I would relate to what you said, you mentioned about the industry. Mm-hmm. Also, take advantage if you see that you are applying for a company in a specific industry and you have previous experience, your current experience or previous experience that in the same industry. I've seen candidates that were applying to a position in a specific industry, and they have a previous company that was in exactly that same industry. What you are taking advantage of that? You say, I not only know the job in a technical way, I know the industry, I know how it moves, I know what they think is important and less important. So if you have that experience, bring it up because it's really important. It will help you and it will give you like those things that we always mention here, not only what makes you a great candidate, so always show what makes you a unique candidate. The thing that you have that you can bring to the table. Those, that specific thing that is a plus, right? That makes you unique. Apart from that, if you have degrees and a master's degree, mention that because sometimes even in the subscription, there's looking for that. So if you have the experience and the degree, it's a plus. Then if you have side project that connects with what they're searching, mention those two. Another thing, apart from the technical part, mention your soft skills or mention your communication skills. For example, if you were in a team that you're a cross-functional team, for example, and you have to connect to different stakeholders, technical and not technical, you are showing that you're not only great at the technical part, you're only great at with your communication skills. And that will help a lot in any new job, right? Because many of these positions requires for you to have been in contact with a customer maybe, or with a team that is not technical, or a team that is technical but in another part that you're not. For example, you know how to work with databases, but you want to connect to the database team. Have a deeper knowledge. So showing that helps. And also in some positions, depending on what you're applying, if you have an experience leading teams, right? Because there are many positions that have the potential to become in the future, you are become the lead software developer or in a leading position, right? Because even the company has a plan to grow and you can become a reference later. So that is another of my recommendations. So thank you.
Awesome. Yeah. So basically, the tell about yourself question, when interviewers ask, they expect to get to know an overview about you, where you're going to share the most relevant points that you can connect to the job. And also, if you can demonstrate some passion on what you do as well, that will also, engage the conversation. And numbers are very important. So things that you achieved, things that you have increased, tell them the percentage, numbers, and so on. So that's that really catches the attention of the interviewer, All right, I think if we covered most of the aspects. We went through some tips of what not to say, what not to do, and also the most important topics. So let's wrap up here. I could mention 100 reasons why every event hacker should have a practice interview with us, but I will stick with 3 reasons only, right? First of all, only in 2022, from all the event hackers who got hired through Event Hack, 89% of them had at least one practice interview session with us. So it means that going through practice, it helps you, it increases your chances of succeeding at interviews and, evolving in the process. So I would say that's the first reason. The second reason is we have a very diverse team of interview advisors at Event Hack. We are currently 12 interview advisors. And our backgrounds go from specialists in HR to software engineers, which means that we are all prepared to conduct those practice sessions, either for behavioral interviews or technical interviews. And most importantly, we are also helping with final rounds. You know, final rounds are the ones very tricky sometimes. So yeah, our team is ready. And if I could say a third reason, I would say that even though candidates feel prepared after having the session with us, most of them will tell us, will give us the feedback saying that they thought they knew how to interview. They thought they were prepared, but they were like kind of surprised of how many strategies they can use to improve their speech. So even for those who have taken many interviews, the practice session is still very important. It's like a boost in your confidence. And at VanHack, the practice phase, it is part of our hiring process. So every VanHacker who's going through a hiring process with us, with one of our partners, you will have the chance to have at least one session with us. You know, you can find mock interviews out there in the market. You can pay for them. But at VanHack, we make sure that we are preparing you for that specific interview, for that. And, you know, believe me, interview advisors also prepare themselves before each session, right? So we make sure that we can address the preparation, the practice session for not only the job that you are applying, but also the type of the interview, and share with you the best practices of how to, you know, sell your skills to the companies. You know, it's not about pretending, you know, it's not about coming up with stories. It's just getting your experience, understanding it, and building strategies to share what is more relevant. So, yeah, I would say those are the reasons, you know. 89% of the candidates who were hired had preparation with us, so your chances of succeeding highly increase. We do have a diverse team and very funny team. You know, the advisors are amazing. So the hackers usually tell us how much they enjoy the session with us. So it's also, you know, a chance of relaxing a little bit before your real interview and getting, you know, advice on how to succeed. And yeah, it's a confidence boost as well. Even for those who are used to interviewing, there's always, you know, room for improvements. Yeah. Do you have any other reasons to share why the hackers should have preparation with us?
Just saying that's a free judgment area. So, yeah, as I said, as we mentioned it before as well, like it's the time to make mistakes. So we want, I prefer you guys to have this opportunity to make mistakes here with us, if you have any, or for you to just have that warm up before the interview to feel confident. Okay, it's tomorrow, but yeah, it was great here to rehearse. Even if it's spending that time, just granting that everything aligned, yeah, I'll be more than happy to talk to you. And yeah, I, as a VanHacker, I started applying as well. As a Lini, I started applying for VanHack before working for VanHack. It was a great experience. Like, things change all the time. The market changes all the time. We who work with technology, we know that. And we need to be prepared. So preparation, it's not enough, I would say. So go for it, guys. Book your session.
I totally agree. And I think, again, saying about the mistakes, when I started working here, I realized that in the previous interview that I did exactly all the mistakes, all. If I do the list, and I, with the things that I tell the candidates not to do, well, I did everything. So we all learn, right? It could be that you did a mistake and then you realize, but if you're doing it in a mock, you can do it and practice again. Let's say, okay, you did one thing. No, let's do it in a way. Say it again, try it again. They say in a different way. Okay, or maybe something that you said that is quite common. You want to say something and you say it in a different way. And in your mind, you said something in the way you thought, and the person that I said received it in a different way. And unless you say it, you won't know, right? You have the time now to see how another person receives it, and if the message you want to convey is exactly the same that I'm receiving, right? So you can fail and try it again and try it again, but you're doing an amok. You can have issues at that moment. Don't worry. We want to feel comfortable here, right? So when you finish this, you say, okay, I have all of this that I have to change. All of this I want to improve, but I do it here before I get to the shop, before I get to interview. When you get to interview, you remember all of this that we'll be talking, right? So that's why, and I think from, at least from my experience, being in one side and the other, I think it's really useful.
Awesome. Great. Yeah. Well, I always enjoy speaking with my team, so it was not different today. Yeah, I would like to say thank you so much, Alejandro and Grace, for accepting the challenge of being here in this podcast with me. Thank you, everyone, for listening, or if you are watching us. We're looking forward to practicing with you guys before your real interviews and, you know, celebrating later on when you get the offer.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I agree with Lenny. One of the most defined things in this job is seeing the person that you interviewed getting hired. I think it's really, really satisfactory. Seeing that name, that person accept the offer is one of the most happy things that is happening in a day. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're waiting for you.